Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures. For more than 50 years, the museum has told stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character. Details at texancultures.com.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Across the country and around the world, a movement is underway to remove statues of Confederate leaders, slave owners, and colonizers. Here in San Antonio, the question is, do we remove a bronze statue of Christopher Columbus? And that question is heading to City Council. The statue is located in a northwest downtown park in San Antonio, So we're joined by Roberto Trevino, San Antonio City Council Representative for District 1, and Paolo Antonio Cristodoro, a board member for the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio. It's great to have both y'all on this afternoon. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. If you've got a question or comment about what should happen to the Christopher Columbus statue downtown. Roberto Trevino, tell us what your plan is right now.
Well, the plan is really, it's got different parts to it. Columbus Park is in an area that was once a thriving Italian neighborhood. And some people know the old Italian Catholic Church, San Francisco de Paola, and the Italian Hall right next door. And, of course, the park right there. So the plan is first to return the statue that was originally donated by the Christopher Columbus Italian Society in 1957 back to the society. The second component of that is changing the name of the park from Columbus Park to Piazza Italia. And, of course, there's other elements like there's a plinth there that has some inscriptions on there that will be covered up by a new plaque that the Italian Society will donate that will explain the history of the old Italian neighborhood that existed there for many, many years and why that area is a source of pride for Italians in our community when they established their organization in 1890. So that is essentially the plan. The idea is that the statue will be the first action. Then, of course, the other processes take a little more time. The Italian Society has also requested to work with the Department of Arts and Culture and our Office of Historic Preservation to provide some input on what can the park receive in terms of interpreting its Italian heritage and history, and maybe even sit on that plinth as a representation that I think everybody can appreciate and enjoy as part of the local history.
Paolo Antonio Cristodoro with the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio. How are you processing what Councilmember Trevino is proposing?
Well, we're working in collaboration with the office. We were concerned given what was going on in the nation with all these statues being desecrated. We saw what was happening in St. Louis and in Boston. So we did our due diligence as a society, and we reached out to the council and tried to come up with a plan to work together to, you know, protect at least the statue from being destroyed and also protect our property right there where the church is and where the hall is located.
So what you don't want to happen is some mob show up and pull down the statue and damage it and it's gone forever. But you're thinking if you work with the city, you could have a removal and still keep it as part of the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio. Is that your thinking?
That is our thinking, yes.
Okay, and so tell me a little bit more about the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio, what y'all do.
Well, as the councilman said, we've been over 150 years as an organization. We have done a lot for the city, not only to promote the Italian culture here in San Antonio for the immigrants that actually were here in San Antonio. But we continue to help whatever charities we can through our fundraisers, through our spaghetti dinners. We also do help the 100 Club when they do their spaghetti dinner to help out their organization.
That's Police Officers Association.
That
helps
is correct.
The fallen police officers and their families.
Correct. And then 2 years ago, we became a 501c charitable organization. We changed who we are a little bit. We were a fraternal organization only, so we once we became 501c, we opened up our membership not only to men, but also to women.
And Roberto Trevino, are you there? Okay, so we lost our phones again, and we're going to try and get that back. So in Texas, we're seeing Columbus statues being defaced all over the state. A statue in Houston was defaced twice this week, including the removal of the landmark's left hand. Now, the San Antonio Monument has been standing silently in the park in the northwest of San Antonio, right off next to I-10. And it's been not really a high traffic area. It's an area where people you see some activity there. Do we have anyone? And Paulo, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm here.
So the park that we have now, where the Columbus statue is, it's been identified as probably needing some work, right?
Yes, and I believe it was part of a bond issue a couple of years ago for money to go to some of the work to help restore the park itself.
And Roberto Trevino, what's the plan there?
So in the 2017 bond, we allocated some dollars to help make some improvements to the park. For many years, it has been neglected, as you pointed out. It's kind of in an area that is not often trafficked. And of course, as we now know, because of the San Pedro Creek improvements, it shares a very unique history in that on that same site where the historic San Francisco de Paula Church and the hall are located is the actual location of the first Mission San Antonio de Valero, where our city got its origin. And so the Italian Society played a critical role in helping our archaeologists determine that location. And it was a great tribute and celebration. There was a great mural painted in the parking lot. And so the bond is going to help make some much needed improvements, bring a restroom to the park, just help clean it up and make it feel more like a park.
So Roberto Trevino, why do you think the statue of Christopher Columbus no longer has a place in the public square?
Well, I think that we have to acknowledge that there's been a lot of folks that have been reaching out about this, and we've been working a lot with the indigenous groups here in San Antonio, and we helped to establish Indigenous Peoples Day here in San Antonio in 2016 with Antonio Diaz. And we have to also remember that statues are not history. And in many ways, they can represent painful imagery to some. And I think the Christopher Columbus Italian Society has acknowledged that in the press release in terms of how these symbols can be painful, and they want to be helpful to our community in helping us to move on and have places that are welcoming, they're inclusive, that don't embrace imagery that can be painful to some.
Paulo Cristodoro, you and I were the same age. We went to high school together, same class.
Yeah, we did.
So we grew up with Columbus Day actually being a day off. It was a big deal. And we were taught the conventional story of Christopher Columbus as being a great explorer, and where he was put on a pedestal for us. But now, I guess, as we get to have a better understanding of history, he's being taken off that pedestal, at least metaphorically, but and figuratively here in San Antonio, possibly. So how do you view Christopher Columbus, still as a hero, or how do you view him?
Well, it's kind of, David, like we put in our release and what the society kind of put forward. You know, although the Christopher Columbus or the statue in the park, it doesn't have the same associated feelings for us as it does for others, we want to be respectful and considerate of what it symbolizes and how it impacts them. I know it's a hot topic. And, you know, we just, like we said, you know, we just have to protect what's out there. I mean, it is still art. It's still part of history. Taking down a statue is not going to change history. But, you know, we need to kind of be respectful for what's going on right now in the world and then go from there.
Would you like to see another Italian honored, Leonardo da Vinci? Or, I mean, Italy has so much rich and beautiful history and culture that has given the world. There's a lot to offer and to honor. And I know you've certainly have been to Italy many times, and you can probably talk for hours about all the things that you've experienced there.
Yes. What we're going to do is, you know, we're going to go back. We're going to talk about it within our society, our members, and then we're going to reach out to the commissions. And we just want to put something there in the park with the renaming of Park of Piazza Italia to kind of bring something that has meaning to the people that came here from and helped found San Antonio with the Italian community, and have something that'll work, that the city will like, that our membership will like, and will really move forward and talk about what the Italians here, and not only in San Antonio did, but how the Italians in Texas did to help build this state and build this city.
So, Roberto Trevino, you're taking this to City Council for consideration, and that will be, what, this week?
Well, we were hoping to have it on the agenda for this week. What I'm hearing is that the CCR will be heard next Wednesday at Governance. We are there's different parts to this CCR, and we're working to expedite several key points like the statue itself. And so we have a meeting later today with the mayor and city manager regarding the next steps on removing the statue and giving it, of course, to the Christopher Columbus Italian Society. So that aspect, I think, can happen much sooner than later, and then the other aspects like the renaming just takes a much longer process. So it'll happen in steps.
All right, we're taking a break. Our phone line is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And this is The Source. We're talking about the Christopher Columbus statue and also other statues and monuments being reconsidered. We'll be right back. Back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about monuments and statues and how they're being reconsidered, and some of them are coming down, sometimes by violent mobs and sometimes by city governments. And we're talking about the Christopher Columbus statue that's in downtown San Antonio, and the city council will be considering whether or not it's time for it to come down as well. I've got a question or a comment. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Roberto Trevino, City Council, District 1. I've got an email from Sarah. Councilman Trevino's CCR to have the statue removed is not included in the next City Council meeting, given the state of the country and the push from the people for the U.S. to finally address the racism it was founded on. How is this not an immediate action? What can residents do to see this through the right way versus community organizing that can potentially lead to violence from white supremacist groups? Also from Twitter, Brie Ellie, will council take up steps to do this before they recess in July? So you already kind of answered that already, Councilman Trevino, that you guys are working on it and you have a meeting today on it. But this issue of violence, is that the main concern?
Well, that's part of it, absolutely. I think that we filed it last Wednesday night so that we can give it time to be placed on this week's agenda. That unfortunately did not happen because we were not going to have any more council meetings until August. And so there are armed militia members from the This Is Texas Freedom Force, once again, self-appointing themselves to defend monuments that nobody asked them to defend. And this is unfortunate. It's very disappointing. The point of all of this is that really we've got two sides of this particular issue: the Christopher Columbus Italian Society and the Indigenous folks that have all come together on this important topic, and we'd like to move quickly. And so we definitely want to remove the statue as soon as possible so that we can reduce any potential threat of violence.
And Paolo Cristodoro with the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio. This is Texas Freedom Force, this militia. Have you all been in contact with each other? Is that something that you would like to, you urge them to get engaged or to stay away? What do you want them to know?
We basically, as a society, have not really engaged them or really talked to them. We are aware that they've been out there. So, you know, it was a little bit of why we, as a board, made our decisions. The last thing we wanted was, you know, given what we saw happen 3 weeks ago downtown San Antonio, you know, people have a right to protest. They have a right to do that. The problem is if they don't get what they want sometimes, our fear is a mob mentality taking over. And at that point, we wouldn't have control. So that was a little bit of our thought processes because, you know, we've always seen the protests at the statue. It's always happened on our Columbus Day dinners, and we had no problem with it. As a matter of fact, we used to go out there and give them some of the plates of pasta, you know, during the protests when they were done. But we have a different variable going on right now. We have a different mindset going on that we have no idea what will happen, and then we're trying to at least put the narrative and try to control this as best we can, and again, protect the statue and protect the park and, of course, protect the church and our club.
All right. Let's go to Melanie and the phones. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Melanie, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to comment that I totally agree that it is time to get the statue of Christopher Columbus down and to rename the plaza. I grew up in the 60s, so we were all honoring with the holiday and singing a stupid little Christopher Columbus song. But, of course, that's back then when the people of color were not respected. We need to change it now, and hopefully they'll get rid of the Atlanta Braves, the Redskins, and the other the Cleveland Indians as well. But thank you. I respect it. We've always gone to the Italian dinners there. I love the people. We love people. We just need everyone respected.
All right, Melanie, thank you for that. Roberto Trevino, District 1, what are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, I'm hearing what we've been talking about, and much like that phone call, that it's time, and that this is setting such a great example of how people can come together for the common good of our community. And so I think it's time, and there's no need to be waiting anymore. And I just want to make one last comment about the folks armed over there walking around. Nothing gives those folks the right to shoot anybody just because they think they can defend a statue. This is a major issue happening all over our country, and we need to take a very strong stand against people that are simply trying to intimidate people with this kind of imagery.
Let's go back to the phones with Hondo. And Hondo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Well, speaking of people coming together, what about celebrating Dia de la Raza? And there's no better way to show people coming together than that. And it's been celebrated in South America and Mexico for about 100 years.
All right, thank you for that. Roberto Trevino, we've already had Columbus Day a day of celebrating indigenous people from the city council.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the whole point of establishing Indigenous Peoples Day and acts like this is to show that we want to embrace all our cultures, and we want to specifically do what we can to bring Indigenous people in our community, equitably in all our events and in all our public spaces, and make sure that we acknowledge this as part of our history.
Another caller. Let's go to Carolyn on the phones. Carolyn, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I think that maybe consideration should be given to possibly selling the monuments for what their value is, and certainly the cost of moving them. As a taxpayer, I don't really want to pay for all of that. And if somebody thinks they're so valuable that they need to walk around with slinging guns, then maybe they should be the ones that buy it and move it to where it's not offensive.
All right, Carolyn, thank you for that. So Apollo Cristodoro, the Italian Society, Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio, donated this to the city of San Antonio, a bronze statue at a cost of $6,500 in 1957. It makes sense that it would return back to the ownership of this society, but I guess the city of San Antonio will be footing the bill to bring it off the pedestal and put it wherever you want it to go. Is that about right?
Yeah, we're going to take possession of the statue from the city.
Where are you going to put it?
That's something our membership will talk about. Right now, step one is let's take care of this. Let's get it, move it. And then we as a society will then come and make a decision on where we're going to do with it and where it's going and things like that. It won't be hidden like with the Ark of the Covenant. I can guarantee that. But we'll come up with a plan and we'll go from there.
So like an Indiana Jones movie, you mean?
It's not, but yeah.
Okay. So Roberto Trevino, is going to cost the city how much, do you think?
It really shouldn't cost much. And in fact, the reason that the city is putting the bills because it is city property right now and it's on a city park. So we want to make sure that we follow the process to detach it properly. And then we would just simply hand it over to the Italian Society, whether it's on a flatbed or other, as they choose. It's really a simple process. It shouldn't cost very much at all.
What we don't want it to cost is human life, if there's something goes wrong, if things get violent, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, the Italian Society has recognized that the indigenous community has, as Paolo described, has protested in the past, but they've done so peacefully. And we now have a third element that I think is really, really unfortunate. I think it's critical that we expedite the removal of the statue for the sake of public safety.
In the last couple of minutes we have here, Councilmember Trevino, is there anything you want to tell us about an update with what's happening with the cenotaph?
Well, we're waiting for the meeting with THC, and unfortunately got delayed once again. We have been going presenting the cenotaph relocation to Texas Historical Commission now since January, and so there's been some delays, partly because of COVID crises, and partly because of the commission's request to push the meetings further down. And so the latest delay is September 22nd for the presentation of the cenotaph. We as the city are going to put our heads together and see if we can't push that to be sooner, because we really feel that this project needs to get going. The cenotaph represents a major component of the master plan that we've all agreed to, and necessary to tell all the history, an inclusive story. Again, very much like we've been talking about this entire show, this is part of the plan. We've agreed to it as part of the master lease, and we intend to follow through on it.
Is Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, is he able to stop the removing of the cenotaph?
Well, I mean, I think he's expressed his opinion, and it certainly has influenced some people that I unfortunately may or may not agree with him. But, what I can say is that what the Lieutenant Governor doesn't know is that or may not appreciate is that we have a contract. And we intend to do the Alamo project as agreed upon in the master plan as presented to the city council.
And that includes moving the cenotaph just a few hundred yards. Roberto Trevino, San Antonio City Council, representing District 1. Paolo Antonio Cristodoro, board member of the Christopher Columbus Italian Society of San Antonio. Thanks for joining us. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Ken Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.